another, the first installment of the Sports Rap Podcast right here on Heat 100 Radio for the new year 2022. So what I want to get into now, and I'm sure that this is something that everybody saw yesterday, and for those few minutes when it immediately happened, there was a lot of speculation, a lot of things, uncertainty about the situation. And, of course, I am referring to the Antonio Brown situation. Steven Turner, thanks for tuning in. I am definitely talking about the Antonio Brown situation. We all know, we all saw what happened in that scenario, in that situation. But apparently, the way it played out was the coach, Bruce Arians, asked Antonio Brown to enter the game once. He did not want to do it. He asked him again. He didn't want to do it. So as a coach, the coach told the player to leave, to get out. And Antonio Brown made it a show for whatever reason. We didn't know this initially. We just got the breaking story and they showed him, you know, taking his equipment off, throwing that on the side, on the sideline, taking his shirt off, throwing it into his stands, taking his gloves off, you know, throwing them into the stands, and, you know, streaking across, if you will, the end zone and leaving the arena. Initial reports were we didn't know what happened. So in the initial reports, it automatically made Antonio Brown look like what everyone had been pegging him throughout his entire saga, going back to him leaving Pittsburgh. And we all know what that story was. So we're not going to really go back into that, into much detail into that situation. But we all know how that played out and what happened. Then he ends up in Tampa Bay. So as we proceed, yesterday, after the game in the press conference, Bruce Arians informed all the media that Antonio Brown is no longer a member of the Bucks. So they've cut ties with him completely as of right now. Then this morning, I see some reports where there could have been an issue with him being held out, or iced out due to him possibly on the verge of receiving some bonus money. So on the outside looking in, we'll probably never know the total true story. We'll probably never know the total truth into that particular instance in the situation where it's alleged that they could have been holding him out so he didn't get those incentives, get those bonuses. But the situation in hand is what it is. It's just a matter of it being blown up because of the way it was handled. Philadelphia, we've been seeing this since the summer with the Ben Simmons situation. And you can very easily say a lot of people, and me being one of them, are just not happy with the handling of the situation by the player. Yesterday, you can actually put that into the same jar, the same basket, where, of course, you don't like the situation, the way it was handled by the player. He had a couple teammates that tried to calm him down to no avail, and then he just pulls off his equipment on the sideline, throws the shoulder pads and the jersey onto the bench. He throws his other equipment into the stands. He waves to the fans, says bye-bye, and things of that nature. He goes into the tunnel allegedly and is asking state troopers for a ride to the airport. I think he ended up getting the Uber with the police escort to the airport or whatever the case may be. But again, you look at the situation and it kind of takes you away from what could possibly actually have happened. And again, we're only going to know what is told to us from the participants, Bruce Arians, Haven't heard anything from Antonio Brown as of yet, except for some tweets. I'm not going to discredit the tweets. I'm not going to talk about the tweets because I know they were in the heat of the moment. So those things could change from day to day as far as the tweets. Because like I said, in the heat of the moment, things come out, people say things, and then sometimes they either delete tweets or they change what they initially said. But the bigger picture is what everybody saw. Not what you heard. Not what allegedly was the entire situation or what allegedly brought about the situation. People focused on what they saw. And what they saw was an irate, upset, disgruntled player with the antics that he performed, that he showed yesterday. So people have already been talking about the situation with the hit in Pittsburgh that might have caused some type of imbalance in his brain, in his wavelengths in his brain, some things that could be causing him to act in certain ways, which is very arguable. If you go back to that game in Pittsburgh, you know, when you saw that hit, you could argue that in this situation. And again, what you saw yesterday, you could argue that into this situation. And then the whole lineage of the Antonio Brown saga that we had before this particular incident, you could also add that into that and have a very valid point, a very valid argument for sakes of debating the situation. But again, the visual could very possibly have made it worse than what the situation actually was. Because like I said, we only got little bits. We got that Bruce Arians told him to go back into the game. He didn't want to go. He asked him again. Kind of similar to what happened with Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers, but that's another story for another day. But allegedly, that's what we got so far. That is what happened. He was asked to enter the game twice, did not do it. Then he was asked to leave, and then he put on a show, so to speak. So, again, the visual is a lot more than arguably what the actual audio and verbals were in that situation. Because, like I said, they're only going to give us what they want to give us. They're not going to give us the exact dialogue of how the situation played out with that dialogue between the two, the coach and the player, after he was asked to go into the game and then refused, and then he was told to leave. So we don't know if there was anything said in between there prior to him putting on that show of removing his equipment on the sideline. And again, you had two teammates that tried to calm him down in a way that he didn't do it, to make a show out of it. I also believe that they could have been trying to get him to just wait till we go into the locker room, wait till after the game and do all of this or whatever. Or just, if you want to leave, we told you to leave. Just keep your equipment on, walk off, have some dignity, have some pride. But, you know, you never know how certain situations trigger certain people, whether it be professional athletes, regular people. You never know on any given moment how certain situations, certain things that could come into play could trigger certain people. And like I said, there's so much that could be involved in this situation where you can't really pinpoint what really got him to do what he actually did. So it's going to be an ongoing story, and I'm sure everyone else in the sports world is talking about it as I am today, this morning. And, you know, as always, as I get more information, I will definitely share with you guys as I get it. But, you know, I still just say, like I say a lot, we will probably never know the total truth of the situation. We'll get some piece by piece, bit by bit, as it comes out. but I'm sure there are going to be some things that we will never know about the situation and why it got to where it got and why he ended up doing what he did, why he left the field in the way that he left the field yesterday. So again, I'll definitely keep my ears to the story, my eyes as well, and see how that plays out. If I get any more information, like I said, like I always do, you'll definitely be the first ones that I report the information to once I get it and check it out, you know, and give it to you in my own words. I'm not going to give you everything that is said. I'll read what I get, decipher it, and then I'll give it to you in my words and my thoughts so that there's an understanding from a media perspective and from a fan perspective as to what went on and how that situation all played out. So definitely something to keep your eye on as we proceed. So 12 noon right now, and we are going to go into a little review of 2021 in the world of sports. So we know 2021 towards the end, and we're still in it, got a little crazy. We saw all the COVID issues resurfacing. A lot of NBA games, or a few NBA games, have been postponed. The NBA is now into this hardship situation where teams are allowed to sign players. We've seen a few players get back into the NBA because of these hardship signings for teams that have lost players to COVID, had to fill the roster. They were given these hardship situations where they could sign players to 10-day. Some of these players have been picked up for the remainder of the season. Some have moved on to another team, like I mentioned in the opening in the news and updates. The Lakers initially brought in Isaiah Thomas to a 10-day. They did not re-sign him, so he has moved on, and he signed a second 10-day with the Dallas Mavericks. And we'll see how that plays out, if it hangs in for the remainder of the season. Also, some other players, Lance Stephenson, Brandon Knight, Joe Johnson, some others who have been signed to the Sixers, signed Tyler Johnson. I don't know if they're going to sign anybody else or whatever, but there are plenty of teams that are bringing some of these players in to help field rosters so they can complete games where games won't have to be postponed throughout the season, which some of them already have been. We've seen a stoppage towards the end of 2021 in the NHL. They have recently resumed play, but there was a stoppage for about a week, maybe, or so due to COVID. We've also seen how it hit the NFL, where a lot of players have entered health and safety protocols. So, folks, we talk about this COVID thing, and again, like I said from the very beginning, it does not discriminate. We saw what it was happening to regular people in the regular walks of life. And now, most recently, in the end of 2021, we saw how much damage it has caused in the world of sports, where teams have had games postponed. Teams have had to bring people in off the street, bring people in off the practice squad so they could field rosters to play games. Otherwise, games have been postponed. And in that mix, there have been games that have been postponed. And there have been games where teams were able to fill out a roster with enough players to participate in games. So it's getting to the point where I'm hoping that the situation is opening some eyes to some people in and around the world, in and around the country, in and around the city, or wherever. But you see now, again, it is not, does not discriminate. You saw how the play that has happened on the sports world. And if it happens there, it could happen in the regular world like it has been. So just be mindful of that, folks, and, you know, do your due diligence. You need to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. And also, in the city of Philadelphia, starting today, the law is in place. If you are out and you are going to an establishment where you will be eating or drinking, you must show proof of being vaccinated. You still have to wear a mask, but now you have to show proof of being vaccinated. I really am anxious to see how that plays out, because we've already had stories about people getting fake cards and things of that nature. So it's a matter of how are you going to prove it? Do you just show your card or whatever? So it's going to be interesting to see how this is handled and how it plays out. Me personally, I have been vaccinated, first shot, second shot, and the booster. I don't actually carry my actual card with me. I scanned it, and I have a picture of it in my phone. So I hope that would suffice if I were to go out somewhere and be in an establishment where I was either going to eat or drink, which probably won't happen because of the way things are shaping up. And there's also the issue with the cold and flu season, which is now in the mix and intertwined into this COVID thing. If you go into a drugstore now and look, there's like hardly anything for cold and flu on the shelves. Like the stores can't keep it on the shelves. People, this is the time of year for that. So people are being anxious, being cautious. Some people are maybe even a little scared as to what's going on, where they're not sure if they just have the flu or if that's the beginning stages. But you got to monitor yourself, people. You got to take care of yourself and do the things that you need to do. If you feel like you need to get tested, you need to get on the phone, do whatever you need to do to try and get tested. And just be mindful of the people that you are around and try to take care of yourself as best you can. So I want to move into right now the best, funniest, and weirdest sports stories of 2021. It's only fitting, since we are again in our first episode, our first Monday of 2021, first show of the new year, and we're just going to review some of these stories, talk about a little bit of these stories, and then we'll move on. So this is somewhat in chronological order. So it goes all the way back to January of 2021. So they have basically something for every month of 2021. So in January of 2021, one of the funny stories, the NFL gave Nickelodeon its first ever F-bomb. Kind of funny. You know, Nickelodeon is the kids' channel. They do a lot of stuff with professional athletes, a lot of stuff with the NFL. But then again, they got their first F-bomb. Cordero Patterson became a fan favorite with the Falcons this season, but he was then, but lest we forget, he was kicked off the year by swearing on Nickelodeon broadcast. I'm sure that was a slip, but it was caught by someone and it was reported. So that was just a little funny thing, one of the funny things that happened in 2021. In February, there was a Texas mom who obliterated a suspected peeping Tom. So this woman in Texas was allegedly witnessed a peeping Tom, and she ran and tackled him in a bone-shaking tackle prior to the season. And they're saying that she deserves a Pro Bowl appearance for that, which is kind of funny. But if you look, you can Google it and you can check it out and you'll see it. The tackle was a solid tackle, and I commend her for standing up for her community and for this guy who was allegedly a peeping Tom. And she did something about it. She took it upon herself and did something about it. But it was just funny, and it ties into the sports and to the year because of the bone-shattering tackle that it was. In March, Myers Leonard destroyed his career after using an anti-Semitic slur during a Call of Duty stream. So if you don't know what this was a story, and I remember we talked about this on air. Myers Leonard, former player for the Miami Heat, was playing Call of Duty, which a lot of people play Call of Duty. They play it online. And he apparently slipped up and let out an anti-Semitic slur, which caught the nation, which got put out, and he caught a lot of flack from that, ultimately ending his career with the Miami Heat and arguably his career with the NBA. In April, the Lakers had somewhat of a catfish scandal. Let's see, so you're just going to have to read about this one because the goodness, what a story this all was. It had everything to do with a missing person, a fake cancer diagnosis, a podcaster left wondering if his best friend betrayed him, and this all happened before the summer. So it's a lot into that. You have to look up that story and read it for yourself to get the particulars of that. We move into May, and we had the live streams and all the news about Kwame Brown. We all know how that situation played out. There was a lot of chatter back and forth with people on social media. Kwame Brown was even challenging people to fight. Excuse me, the fights with what they had said about his career. He had some people come to his defense. So Gilbert Arenas and Steven Jackson caught all the hands from their former teammate who aired all their dirty laundry and beyond. Brown had enough and wasn't afraid to defend himself. But that took us all down the weird rabbit hole of Brown's recent internet history. So that was that. You know, you all saw that story. You all heard about that story. It was him being upset about a lot of things that were said about him in his career, in his short time in the NBA. And he took it to heart. He got on social media and went on rants and things of that nature. He had some going back and forth with several people. And it just turned out into an ongoing story for a little bit. The Tour de France went into and hiding. There was a fan who had a sign. And in the sign was one of the wildest stories in the bizarre way. Great to see spectators back involved, but the sign caused an interruption into the race, and we all know what happened after that. In July, the Olympics installed anti-sex cardboard bets, which I thought was kind of funny. The only thing more unbelievable than holding the Olympics in the middle of a pandemic was building special cardboard beds to stop athletes getting down. We know Olympians are world-class sex havers, and this was just an attempt to stop all of that. So, again, with that, I don't know what they attempted to accomplish with that. After all, you had an Olympics during a pandemic, like the article stated, which arguably should not have happened. The Olympics should have been postponed because you had so many people from so many different countries and no one knew what situations were in each country. And you have all these people coming in and you were actually worried about them having or not having sex when the issue of COVID-19 should have been more prevalent in that situation. In August, you had Bishop Sycamore, the fake school with adults who faked their way to ESPN. And then they got embarrassed on national TV. So if you don't know this story, there was this high school, allegedly a fake high school, and they went through all of this stuff, and they actually got on to ESPN as a top school. Got a lot of accreditation, if you will, from ESPN and some other stuff, and went into ESPN and got on TV and ultimately got embarrassed once they got on TV with their play when they were actually outmatched and it came out that they were not a real school. Let's see. We move around some things. We get into November. And they talked about the Aaron Rodgers vaccine madness. You could also throw in here the Kyrie Irving situation. Both players are back playing now. You know Aaron Rodgers has been playing. It's been announced that Kyrie Irving will join the Brooklyn Nets, but he will only join them on road games because of the mandates within the city limits and the state limits of New York City and New York State. So, again, this goes into the COVID issues that played a huge part in sports over the past 2 years. And we see how some people took it seriously. Some people took it as a joke. And we see where we are with it now and how things are playing out with this COVID situation. So there was a lot that went on in 2021, like we said, in sports and review. And believe it or not, COVID played a huge, huge part in the entire situation. And it's still playing a part in sports where games... Just this weekend, there were some college games that were postponed. There were some NHL games that were postponed. So we all are experiencing this. We're all living through it. And I just hope that now a lot more people are having the instances or are paying attention more and seeing how serious the situation is and how it could have gotten and it has already gotten there. So... you've got to be careful with what you do now. Like I said, things are open, but there's a mandate in Philadelphia, in the state of Pennsylvania, within the city limits. We're starting today, again, in the establishment where you're eating and or drinking, you have to show proof of being vaccinated. I know that there are some people who are against the vaccine, some people that have second thoughts about it. But if it's anything that can help you, yourself, your coworkers, especially your coworkers, if you have family, your family, anything that can help, I think you need to seriously think about it. I'm not saying that you need to go ahead and do it, but you need to have some serious thoughts about it, some serious dialogue about it with yourself, your family, and with your coworkers and things of that nature. Because it may not be as detrimental health-wise to a lot of people as it was in the very beginning, but it is still causing some major issues. Like I said, and it does not discriminate. We've seen what has happened where you still have businesses, i.e. restaurants, that are not open on the inside in their dining areas. A lot of these restaurants, fast food restaurants, are still going with just the drive-through. Some of them are only allowing people for like DoorDash and things of that nature to come inside and pick up orders. But as a regular customer, a lot of people have been turned away and they are still servicing through drive-thrus, contactless transactions and things of that nature. Still have the mask mandate in most of the stores that are open. And unfortunately, the way things are going now, I have a short feeling, a gut feeling that at some point things may get shut down again like they were in the very early stages of the pandemic. I am not wishing for that. I don't want to see that happen. But when people take things for granted, people do what they want to do and feel like they can buck the system, these are the types of things that resurface and these are the type of things that come back into play. So, that being said, folks, we are at 20 minutes past the noontime hour. Real quick, if you were paying attention yesterday, the reemergence of the USFL is upon us. We're looking at spring, hopefully, with all this COVID mess, we're looking at spring. So hopefully they're doing their due diligence to get this thing started. And then we will have, hopefully, spring football. So it's looking for their launch in spring of 2022, which is coming up. There will be 8 teams in the league. and a 10-game schedule. With each teams in the same division playing each other twice, and teams in the other division, in the other division once. So there's going to be a North and a South division. Like we said, 8 teams. The games will be carried. Some of the games will be carried on Fox. So there's 22 of 43 games that will be played on Fox, with 12 broadcasts on Fox, 10 on FX1. NBC Sports will be the other, will be the home of the other 21 games. 8 on NBC and 9 on USA Network and 4 on Peacock. So the all 8 teams will play in one location, which will be announced soon, which is good because they won't be traveling all around and they can possibly get a hold on some COVID issues if they arise with the inauguration, with this inaugural season. So the teams that are involved, you've got the Panthers, the Generals, the Stars. Let me see here. Yeah, so a lot of these teams are basically the teams that were in the USFL when it was around before. So again, the Panthers, the Generals, Philadelphia Stars, the Maulers, the Stallions, the Gamblers, the Breakers, and the Bandits are the 8 teams that will be involved in the USFL. The North will be set up of, again, the Michigan Panthers, the New Jersey Generals, the Philadelphia Stars, and the Pittsburgh Maulers, the Birmingham Stallions, Houston Gamblers, New Orleans Breakers, and Tampa Bay Bandits will make up the South Division. Okay? So there's a lot of NFL, former NFL people involved in this, and it's something interesting. I'm anxious, somewhat anxious to see how it's going to play out, if it will take off again. But it would be nice to see some football in the spring. I thought that the USFL was a somewhat decent league when it was out. Initially, it spawned some NFL players who went on to do some great things in the NFL. And again, we'll see what happens. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up a little early today. And it's our first show again, so, you know, we didn't really have a lot. Like I said, COVID has really put a damper on a lot of the sports stuff. You know, there's always the regular talk, the normal talk. There's also a lot of talk about the Ben Simmons situation. And most recently, the Cleveland Cavaliers have been reported to be one of the teams to watch in this situation. There's also speculation that a deal could possibly get done with him somewhere around the trade deadline. So we got some, we got another window. We've got some time to listen to that. Me personally, I am to the point now where I am somewhat done talking about it, unless there's a new update that I bring to you, because it's what I do. I'm just looking forward to them doing something. But again, I am in no way, shape, or form disappointed that it's taking this long. Because, again, I understand the business side. I understand what's going on, where you don't want to give him away for peanuts. But I've also been on record in saying that it's gotten to the point now where we may have to settle for as close as we possibly can get, if that is a way to move him right now in the current state that everything is, whichever current state of everything that's going on. So, again, I'll definitely always keep my ear to that. If it has to be on social media, or social media as always. If not, when I'm live here, I will give you all that information. So, scores, schedules for today. NBA, you got Hornets, Wizards, Rockets, Sixers, Grizz, Nets, Pistons, Bucks, Magic, Bulls, the Jazz are at the Pelicans, the Nuggets are at the Mavs, the Heat are in San Fran to play against the Warriors, and the T-Wolves are going up against the Clippers. Monday in the NHL, again, here we go. 2 games have been postponed out of the 3-game slate, leaving the Oilers and the Rangers. In NCAA basketball, top 25 games, the number 24, Wisconsin, is in Indiana to play against number 3, Purdue, and Washington is in Arizona to play against number 9, Arizona. I'm going to go into now my picks for week 18 in the NFL to close us out. New Orleans at Atlanta. I like New Orleans in that game. I like Buffalo at home over the Jets. I like Cincy over the Browns. Green Bay over Detroit. New England over Miami. I'm going to stretch here. I'm going to take Chicago over Minnesota. I am going to take Washington over the Giants. Philadelphia at Dallas. I'm going to stretch here also. I'm going to take Philadelphia because, like I said, I don't know what the full situation of Dallas will be, considering that they might already have solidified their spot as the number three team. They may not be able to move anymore. So they could arguably rest some people, but I'm going to stretch there and go with Philadelphia at home to close out the season on a win. Tampa Bay at home against Carolina. Indy over Jacksonville. Pittsburgh over Baltimore. I'm going to go Tennessee over Houston. KC over Denver. I'm going to go with the Bolts, the Chargers over the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Rams at home over the 49ers. And I'm going to go with Arizona at home over Seattle. Those are your picks from me for week 18 in the NFL. Like I mentioned a little earlier, we are scheduled to bring you our live outing at the Drake Tavern this Thursday, January the 6th, approximately 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But stay tuned all week long and you'll get more information on that. But if you don't, you'll see us and you'll be able to get out there. But come on out. You listen to us every Monday. You talk to us all week on social media. This will be your chance to get out and meet and greet us in person. Talk some sports with us. We're going to talk some Philly sports and some national sports. Again, we're going to make it fun. We'll have some games and some things, other things going on. We may even have some drink specials, some food specials. So get in touch, get in tune with us, and stay in tune with us so you can get all the information on Sports Rap at the Drake. It's your boy, Sports Rap D. You know where you can find me each and every Monday, live right here on air, Heat 100 Radio, heat100radio.com, at SportsRap_D on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, the group page, Sports Rap Podcast. You can catch the audio on GW District, iHeart, Apple and Google Podcasts, Anchor Podcast, Spotify, and most of your podcast outlets. You can also get us on YouTube. Now, folks, I know you tune in because I see how many listens I get on the audio, but I need you to get over to YouTube, Sports Rap TV. Hit the subscribe button, subscribe to the channel, where a lot of video was there. Make sure you check out the videos. Any video that you like, hit that thumb so you like the videos. Also, remember to hit that bell so you will be alerted when new video goes up. And you can check the website, sportsrapradio.com. Again, that's Sports Rap Radio. If it is your first time typing it in, it will come up Sports Rap Radio Show. You have to take out the radio show. It is just Sports Rap Radio. SportsRapRadio.com is the webpage. And again, it's your boy, Sports Rap D, signing out. Again, I hope everyone brought in the new year healthy, safe. May you all have a blessed and prosperous new year. Look for us all throughout the year with things coming down the pipe. Like I said, we're going to give you what we've always been giving you, but we're going to ramp it up a little bit in the new year. So stay tuned for all of that information as always. And we will see you right back here next Monday on Heat 100 Radio. It's your boy D. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Black Wall Street is now online, baby. That's right. Visit the GW District. Shop the very best in men's and women's apparel and accessories, home decor, office supplies, books, pantry items, and so much more. The GW District is a retail marketplace of black-owned products and media. We're both veteran and black-owned, and we're bringing you the best online shopping experience with products made by small businesses. Come and experience the GW District difference today at shopgwdistrict.com. That's shopgwdistrict.com. The GW District, a retail marketplace of black-owned products and media.
That's right. That's right.